ain't got rid of me, so, in fact, I think, like I said, I'm going to park my ass on 95 Wednesday night and just basically read from the Science magazine. Shit, they can have their internet, you know, they can have their internet feed at that point where they basically, everything has to be on their cabbage patch or storm drain or whatever the hell they call that thing.
Don't let them drive you off the radio, Jim.
Well, they're going to drive me off because what you were saying is them. They, if anything, they're weak as hell down here. So don't bother me. And most of you guys are there way the hell over.
Yeah, well, we don't have a cohesive group like they do.
Guess that means I don't need to come here every night.
Oh, it's not you, Alex. Actually, you're probably one of the more cohesive ones.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, shit tricks lies.
Whatever. You know, if you guys really don't want me on here, fine. I don't have to be here.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about me.
Don't let them run you off, Jim.
I'm trying to make a point that the pair of idiots on 3995. Don't just want me gone. They want to see a number of others on this frequency gone.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware of that. Yeah, they got me on your stupid webpage. I don't even know how to
work their webpage. All right. Okay. The point being, we're not going anywhere, and it's time to play their little game. You know, they got their little weenies down here, QRMing. Well, I'm not going to cure him. I'm going to basically go up there and participate. Just not by the net control telling me what I can talk.
Well, I don't want to see you gone, Jim. I mean, I get a lot of enjoyment hearing you talk about different stuff, especially if it's technical, that I don't know shit about. But I still like hearing you. And you kind of hold this whole thing together here.
Well, the only way we're going to stay together without any problems is that they get in no uncertain terms of notification that their shit don't wash. I don't give a fuck whether Weenie tells Vic anything. Otherwise, we'll talk with Vic. And Vic doesn't have to agree with me either. I don't live and die by what Vic thinks.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah?
What a fucking Vic.
He didn't found DeliveryNet, but he's been running it for quite a few years. And I do respect the guy. And so for the longest time, I tried to make sure nobody did anything there. Well, Weenie has made it such that I don't give a damn who does what up there. So it's like, what a quorum, I'm not even going to try and find out who's doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, have a free-for-all up on 3995. I'm going to go up there Wednesday and walk until the propagation goes away. And if they move to 97 or if they move to 90, oh, that's just a button push. We'll just do it because I've got some information that their group needs to know about dimethylation of DNA.
Sounds like a plan.
It is.
Well, what I'm just trying to say, Jim, here, where anything that I hear that's different, you know, sounds like interference, like CW or maybe a little comment here and there or funny noise, is so weak down here that it don't affect, you know, my receiving. So that's the only point I'm trying to make. Might be stepping on me. I don't know that, you know, but... You know, that's what I'm saying. It's so damn weak, you know, it ain't bothering my reception. Over.
It shouldn't be happening at all.
Well, I know that, but, you know, I'm just saying. That's the only point I'm trying to make. What?
Make it because it shouldn't be happening, and these guys are, you know, part of the QRMing mess. as have a group up on 7200, decided that, oh, let's have some fun. Not only have they cured them here, they cured them up on 3995. They were up on 95 Saturday, and Weenie was blaming this group. Wonderful.
I wish I had a signal.